Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Nick, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, man. How's it going today?
It's been going fantastic. Just amazing so far.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
How about yourself?
So, good, man. It's good. It's a little warm today. I'm in Maryland, so it's the humidity's definitely on it right now.
Nice. Well, we're having a rain day, so got a bit of opposites.
That's awesome. Man, so thanks so much for getting on today. We've been talking. So, why don't you introduce yourself? Let everybody know who you are.
Yeah, totally. So, I'm Ruben Drieger. I'm actually a Canadian, so one of those crazy Canadians, and I'm an online entrepreneur, and just a lover of impacting the world in a positive way.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. I love. For those of you who don't, you connect with so many people online, but then there's very few people that you like really kind of connect with, and like you could tell they're just like so positive and genuine that you just kind of come. So then here we are.
Yeah, exactly. No, I absolutely love connecting with people online. I think a lot of people miss the opportunity to connect with a lot of great people. And the opportunity is endless online, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. So I get, what would you say to somebody who, because out there, they of course have the naysayers who are like, online technology, it's ruining the world, this, that, and the other. Like, what's your kind of take on that?
Yeah, totally. So you know what? There is a lot of we can call it weird or creepy or just negative stuff that happens online. And I totally get that. Now, I have some pretty kind of fast rules for myself that if I'm getting any kind of vibes like that from anyone online, I'm just like, it's pretty easy. I just block, delete, and just stop, right? And so I don't really stick around with that kind of people. And a big thing for me is actually you attract the kind of people that you are. And so I just try to really provide tons of value online, and I'm going to get lots back in return. So I just feel like there's positive and negatives, and as long as you're minimizing the negatives and just influencing more positivity, I think it's a great thing to do.
That's awesome. So, how did you start your journey, I guess, in the online world?
Yeah, totally. So honestly, I'm going to give all of the props to my wife because
That's
she
awesome.
was an online entrepreneur before I ever even knew what really entrepreneurship was. And so she did online health coaching, helped people
Oh,
with that.
nice.
And all of a sudden, I wasn't on Facebook, I wasn't on Instagram. I grew up in this whole mentality that don't go into social media, only those weird people do
No
or yeah, I
way.
totally. I had a
No
small
way.
mindset. I actually grew up in a town that has I think it was 800 people in it, so it was pretty small. And I've never actually told anyone this, but I used to be part of a group that called, what do they call them? Something about being off of Facebook forever, friends or something. Anyways, it was terrible. And so I saw my wife doing this, and at the time I was working construction, and so I was we're putting in the long days. I was working 10, 12 hours a day, and she was
Yeah.
just sitting at home working, making just as much as I was, and I was just like, this doesn't seem fair. And so kind of taking some cues for her, I started working on my own fitness at that point and my health, and tried to take a little bit of control of that part of my life. And I started thinking, you know what, maybe I could join my wife or do some things like that. And so that kind of was I guess, the inception point of going onto Facebook for the first time and then creating an Instagram account and getting into that world.
That's crazy. That is hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, I never thought I'd be here, but I'm pretty happy about it. That's for sure.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so you specialize in like the fitness and health space, right? Yeah. So I've been training for maybe about 16, 17 years,
Oh,
maybe.
wow, yeah.
And I'm just starting to get into the maybe the past year, get into the online space, because it's just, you can help so many more people versus who's in your town, and it's so much more affordable, the online coaching and stuff is. So what do you think are like some big keys that would help anybody as far as their coach, They've been mm-hmm. coaching for a long time, and they're trying to help more people online. How?
Yeah. Yeah.
How would that happen?
Totally. I think there's really just two keys to it. Now, the first is just creating clarity around what you want to do online. So, I mean, a lot of people, they start their online coaching, but they have no idea who they're marketing to, like who's their ideal client. They don't know what their niche is. Like, they don't know all these things. So the first thing I always get people to say is like, who do you want to work with online? And what pain are you solving? And what's your solution? So that's the first thing, creating clarity around that. And nice. Then basically you take that that idea, that concept, and you create content around that. So that's the first piece. It's really creating clarity around it. Then mm-hmm. the second piece is something that is so simple, yet so many people miss it, is just be a crazy good human on social media, which what I mean by that is literally just as in if you met someone in person, you'd have a conversation with them. You talk to them in the same way on social media. When someone follows you or adds you as a friend and they engage with your content, reach out and have like a human to human like conversation with them and just see how you can help them. I mean, those are basically the two keys. It's just clarity and then connection. And I think most people miss out on that because they're focused on other things that really aren't as important.
Right. What are some of those things?
Yeah, totally. So a lot of people coming into the online space, they think initially, oh, I need to build a website. I need to start, maybe it's like Facebook or Instagram ads, or I need to boost a post. I need to really focus on my Facebook business page. I need to do like a logo. I have to have like my pictures all the same kind of color, all the kind of same scheme. And it's just like, you know what? That stuff, it looks good at the end of the day. Yeah, I'll give you that. And that stuff is actually important down the road, I feel, for most coaches. But the first thing is not to do that and spend money and time on stuff that doesn't produce income or produce impact. So I always tell people, produce impact and income for your business up front, and you can focus on the bells and the whistles after that.
Ooh, that's really, that strikes something. So what would you say is an income producing activity versus something that's not?
Yeah, totally. So, I mean, I'm going to kind of go back to one of the things I said before, which is initiate conversations. And this is actually something a mentor of mine once told me. He said that leaders initiate and followers wait. And he was referring to the people who really want to give value and actually attract clients to them through social media, they're going to initiate conversations. So they'll reach out to their followers and have like a real conversation with them. And if all of a sudden they feel like a good fit, they jump on the phone with them. So, I mean, that's basically, you're not going to be able to sell to someone when you have a smaller following unless you actually get on the phone with them and actually have a conversation. So besides that, creating content is really important because people want to get to know you. They want to get to know the value you provide. They want to know that you're credible, etc. So it's content and conversations. That's income producing.
Those are huge. Cause a lot of that, like if you scroll, especially my Instagram feed is like hard set with, you go through and you see those people make $10,000 in 100 days, make this much money in that day. And I'm looking and I'm like, I just don't believe it's true. Cause I know what it takes to do that in person.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
And
no, there's a lot of stuff like that online. Now I'm not going to set the record straight, but I personally know a lot of people that have made incredible jumps in their income online with certain strategies. Like I know some stories are true. Now, lots of them aren't. So I kind of want to set that because I personally know some people that have done some remarkable things. But I say like for anyone that wants to go as a full-time online coach, I think them looking at 6 months to a year of them getting full-time is quite reasonable.
Awesome. And that's 6 months. Do you think that could be like 100% online?
Yeah, I totally think so. And the reason I think that is because that was my personal story. That was my experience. When I started as like an online health coach and I hired myself a mentor, I was like, okay, I need some help with this. And we got going and it was in the sixth month of me working with a mentor. I had my first month where I made like over $8,000 in that 1 month. Mm-hmm. And so that for me was my experience of like, this is totally able to go full time at this point. This is totally doable. And so with me helping other people, I kind of seen that too, that the 6 months is where you've built traction, you've built momentum, you've got an audience now, and now your follow-up and your initial conversations are kind of compiling to that full-time place for yourself.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And so then I guess that brings me to the next question that we can, and I don't have any planned out questions.
All good. All good.
I just go with the flow. So then say you're a coach now, you're an online fitness coach, you're helping people, and you want to make that next jump to start helping more coaches be better coaches, I guess.
Right.
Like get to the spot you're in now.
Right.
How did you kind of make that jump, and when did you kind of realize that that was something that you wanted to do?
Yeah, totally. So I think that this jump should only be made if there's certain things come up organically. So a lot of people try to force it. Now, what happened to me is I had some kind of, not like friends, but some people that I kind of knew in the area that I was at, and they saw what was going on with my social media, with my growth. And they started, it was actually in 1 month, I had four different people contact me. One about like helping grow the social media, one about getting online clients, all this stuff like was all of a sudden coming to me. I was like, oh, that's interesting. So there was an organic need in the market. And so what I did next is I did a bit of like a beta test. So I charged them just a tiny amount of money because I still wanted them to invest in themselves and their future. I didn't want it to be a free thing where they kind of just didn't think it was worth anything. And so I charged a small amount of money, and these people that I started working with, I mean, some of them started making an extra $1,000 a month. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. And so what I did is I started to do just very, very small little things to market myself. I actually didn't really post about it. I did like Instagram stories. I created a Facebook group, and it organically started to grow a little bit. So if someone wants to do that, I would make sure that you're at a place where you understand what it takes to get to being a full-time coach, whether it's like $6,000 or $8,000 a month. And then if you have something that's you think can work, beta test it on people who are willing and wanting to do that. And if it works for them, then I would say you can kind of progress with it.
Nice. That's really good. So kind of just, it wasn't something you were trying to force.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if there's a need, then you just, I mean, and that's basically how my business has always worked, is like, even in the state that I'm right now, I've been sensing another need in the market, and people start asking me a lot about it. Then I poll about it. I see that a lot of people need it. And so I start creating for what the market wants.
So how do you, I guess, how do you become aware of that? Because a lot of awareness, you know, sometimes you might be sitting down, it's sitting there right in front of you, and you just can't see it. How do you build your self-awareness to kind of recognize those things?
Yeah, so sometimes it has to come from different kinds of people. So for instance, my amazing wife has been telling me for probably about 2 months now that I need to release a group coaching program. And I was like, I'm not sure if my market really wants it, but she's super smart. So she kept pestering me about it. So I started doing some polls about it. And then all of a sudden I was getting on calls with people who, you know what, they couldn't afford my one-on-one coaching, but they said, do you have anything else that's a little bit cheaper, more like a group coaching experience? And all of a sudden I was like, oh my goodness, this whole market is like that they want this. And so I did a little bit more like official polls in different areas. And all of a sudden I was like, I could probably have a sold out like group coaching course if I put it out there. So it was just hearing feedback from other people, and then just listening to my clients, really. So listening to the people that wanted to work with me, but maybe they couldn't, whether it was the price was a factor, whether timing was a factor, whether different things, and then figuring out what would work better.
Ooh, nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So what do you do for... Say, so everybody thinks on Instagram, and I kind of think this too. I'd like to know for myself, do you need like a big following in order to be a full-time online coach?
Right, totally. No, I answered this on my Instagram story yesterday, but I'll say it again here. So there's a lot to do with this. I'll kind of explain the variables. So the variables are, like hundreds of thousands of followers will not make you money unless they're interested in what you offer. So the first thing is that followers do not necessarily equate to actually like finances. Now, what you want to think about is you want to think about quality of followers and the targeted people that you want to work with. And so I'm going to explain it like this. I know people that have less than 2,000 followers on Instagram that make $10,000 a month. But I also know people on Instagram that have 100,000 followers that make $2,000 a month. I know both. And so at the end of the day, you want to grow your following just because it gives you some credibility. You get more reach on the Explore page, etc. But you never want to sacrifice the quality for the quantity. You always want to make sure that you're attracting quality people and actually building a real loyal tribe. That's more important long term.
Gotcha. So then your recommendation is not to buy followers.
No, no. I actually, I'll be completely honest with you. When I first started, I had like 300 followers and I was like, I need to get more followers. And so I actually, when I had 300, I bought 500 followers. I'll be completely honest. So I got to 800. I was like, oh, this is massive. And it actually killed my engagement for a long time. And I had to really slowly build it up. Yeah, it was actually, it's actually crazy. And I know people that buy followers and you know what? It makes them look more credible, but it does weird things to their algorithms for a while. And so I would just say never buy fake followers. I would just say really work on growing it organically, the right way, providing value, etc.
Awesome. And what do you think about shout out pages?
Because yeah, totally. Yeah.
I've been getting kind of, I've been probably posting every day for maybe last year and a half, maybe almost 2 years. And at least once a week on clockwork, it's like, hey, you want us to shout you out on your page? Like $10, $20, $100. Yeah. Like what is that? And is that even worth it?
Yeah, totally. So most shout out pages are not worth it. It actually used to work insanely well. I know of a guy that I think it was like 10, 15 years ago. He used shout outs mainly and he built an amazing business with it. But they don't work as well as they used to because they've become really diluted and really the quality has gone down. So what I think is a better alternative to a shout out page is I'll give you an example. If you did a collaboration giveaway, that would be a better alternative. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have four other friends who really want to grow social media. They're doing something similar to you. You collaborate and you say, we're all going to put $100 as a giveaway. So you got $500 as a giveaway. Now your pages are maybe, I don't know where you're at, but let's say you're all at like 5,000. So you now have a compiled amount of 25,000 people that are going to be interested in a giveaway. And they all have to make sure that like they follow each one of you guys. They do certain things, right? And so the incentive of $500 is going to get people to do a lot of things. And so you can grow through a collaboration giveaway a lot better. And usually the quality of followers are going to be better than a shit. So you're going to get high quality people. And since maybe you and these other people are in similar niches, maybe not exactly, but your followings are good quality, you're going to get more actually like people that would engage with your stuff on a consistent basis.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
that is awesome.
I mean, that's what I would use. I've tried some shout outs and they never really worked out. Like maybe I'd get like five followers, but I can go get five followers any single day I want with other things.
Exactly. And for people who are like, so when you're sitting down, you're scrolling through the feed, how do you kind of, because I know I get caught in that sometimes, like, do you have a set time where you're like, okay, I'm going to work on Instagram at this time. And then at this time, it's kind of like my free time on Instagram.
Yeah, totally. So, I mean, as a whole, I'll be completely honest. I've been like, when I started online health coaching, I was so bad at going down the scroll hole, like so bad. And so I have to set boundaries for myself because you can easily just procrastinate. Right. And so there's different things that I try to do on Instagram, but the biggest, I guess, principle that I try to do is I try to give more value than I consume. And so when you think about, okay, or actually an even better way of thinking about it is whenever you click on the Instagram app, are you providing value or are you just consuming? And so if you're only going to be consuming, then you don't open it up. But if you're going to be providing value, whether it's through an Instagram story or replying to some comments or messages, then you can go on, right? And so that's kind of my take on it, is just to always be providing more value than you are consuming.
Wow, that is huge. I think that goes for everything in life, too.
Yeah, honestly, it does. It does. And it actually, the waste of time is minimized, and you actually are more productive at the end of the day, and you get more of the right activities accomplished.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about, because I'm always interested in everything else. How did you and your wife meet?
Oh, wait, there you go. That's absolutely, this is a great story. Okay. I'm going to try to make this short. We literally grew up 1 mile away from each other, but we were never we went to the same church, went to the same school for 1 year. Actually, she kind of went to a different school. I was like a couple miles away the rest of the time, but I kind of knew of her. I knew of her parents. Now, we kind of like never really knew each other like as friends at all. But then we actually ended up going to the same university in the States for a year or two. And it was just like, it was really crazy because we had never really known each other, but kind of knew each other. So we saw each other like every single day at university. Cause like there was a couple of us from the area in Canada where we were at. So we kind of were like a little bit of like a gang of us from Canada. And so saw each other all the time, like, you know, going to Starbucks to do homework, et cetera. But then I started liking her there, and I told her that, obviously. And she was like not interested at all. And so I was like, shoot. And so she went back to Canada. I continued doing some school, but then all of a sudden it came out that, you know what, she was interested. So then we got home and we were about to start dating. And then she had some like health condition stuff and we couldn't start dating. We had to wait a couple more months. And then we started dating finally. So that's kind of the story.
That's awesome. Yeah. I want to give a shout out to you because when I first met my wife, she wanted nothing to do with me for like 6 months. So
there you
I
go.
Applaud your consistency and your commitment to the call.
Oh, jeepers. It's just how it works, right? Like sometimes I think they just want to be chased after a little bit. Maybe it is, maybe they need time to digest it or something. I'm not sure.
Exactly. That's hilarious. That is awesome. And so what kind of hobbies do you like to do? Like what do you do for fun?
Cool. Yeah. So I absolutely love playing music. I have played some like semi-professional in bands and stuff like that. And so I really love music. I find that the gym time for me is definitely a place where I love to do every day. It's kind of like a hobby, but a bit more than that. Going for walks with my dogs and my wife is amazing. And then just hanging out with friends, really. And the occasional fiction book, obviously, I love.
Nice. What about, so we're going to get into some like fun facts now. What is your favorite food?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, man, that is so hard. That is so hard. I absolutely love Mexican food. Like any mm-hmm. kind of like chips and salsa and guac and like great meat, stuff like that. But I grew up in like, I don't know if you've heard of like the Mennonites, but I grew up like in a Mennonite community and they have some like food that's really just them, but they had like this like deep fried, like bread kind of thing that was like infused with like strawberries and blueberries. It was just so good. I like just would die and go to heaven for that one. So
that's kinda awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So Mexican and Mennonite, but you know,
I love that. You need to open a Mexican Mennonite restaurant.
You know what? That's actually funny. There is one where I live.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. No, it's called like the Two Peppers or something. It serves both. It serves both.
Well, they beat us to market, but we can come in on the back end.
Oh, I know. They're only in one place, so we got the rest of the world.
That's awesome. And what about, do you watch TV?
You know, I don't even own a TV, so I guess not.
Do you watch shows? What do you
watch? Oh yeah, some TV shows. Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. Like we have Netflix. So whenever we want a good show, we absolutely love like ones that make you think really hard. We like a blend of like hard thinkers, a good amount of action, but also like really good like plots and dramas. So,
mm-hmm.
Should I list maybe one or two that I've really enjoyed?
Yeah.
What's this one called? Now I'm trying to think. Is it called Blacklist? I think there's one called Blacklist.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed Blacklist. And we've been watching the 100. Those have been really enjoyable for us.
That's awesome. That's crazy. And so if people want to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Yeah, so I mean, I think Instagram is where I hang out the most. So it's just Ruben.Drieger. That's where I spend most of my time as far as social media goes. And they can send me a message or just comment and we can connect on there.
Awesome. And I'll post that in the comments in the notes for the show. So
perfect.
Everybody can go in. So if you're listening, go give Ruben a follow. He is super cool. We've been friends literally just hanging out online and was like, all right, let's get on this podcast.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. It's been fun.
Let's go. Did you have any last words for everybody?
Oh, I mean, jeepers. Supposed to say something epic now, right? No, basically, I mean, I just encourage everyone listening that has a dream that they go and create impact within that dream to actually make it a reality. If you start helping really like real people with the passions you got, I mean, the income can come at the end of the day, but just start with just loving on people and making the world a bit of a better place every single day. I mean, that's where it starts.
That's awesome. I love that. Well, thanks for joining me today. We're going to get this published and we'll be out here.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nick. This has been a pleasure.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Bye for now.
See ya.